In the case study, How Long Will Supplies of Conventional Oil Last?, the main topic of discussion is conservation of our natural resources, particularly oil. Oil supplies one-third of the world's energy and is used for assisting humans in everyday activity. Over the years, the amount of oil we are using per year has greatly increased and is only going to continue to do so. Because of this, oil companies have begun drilling more wells into both the land and sea to extract more oil to meet our demands. Because of our rapid usage, it is predicted that 80% of conventional oil will be depleted somewhere between 2050 and 2100. It's crazy to think that during our century, the oil could be completely gone. Because of our growing concerns for the future, analysis have concluded that we must either look for more oil, reduce oil use, or find other sources. The troubling issue with this analysis is that Saudi Arabia, as well as other OPEC countries, are thought to have overstated their actual amount of available resources, causing inaccurate data. However, regardless of if more oil is found, it is unlikely that we will be able to keep up with the current growth rate of 2.8% per year. Surprisingly, the most concerning part is not that we will most likely be running out of oil in the near future, but rather how we will be readily able to keep up with the increase in demand of oil each year. Right now, it is urgent that we find more resources as well as a larger oil supply to keep up with demands. Similarly, we need to slow down the environmental effects associated with using oil, like releasing carbon dioxide, which can ultimately speed up climate change. Using non-renewable resources can be beneficial to humans in the short run, but unfortunately, using them can throw off Earth's natural cycles by releasing greenhouse gases. This is why we must be cautious when analyzing our supply and demand of natural resources.